It was instigated by a letter I received from Donegal Action for Cancer Care, and I thought it was within my remit to bring it in front of the Town Council tonight, because, okay, it's dealing with the whole county. There's 140,000 people that Kilkenny General Hospital's dealing with, a budget of over 150 million. I've outlined the services today and the extension of services since 2007, and unfortunately it seems to me, as well as the other members of the council, that the hospital's been punished for rolling out these services and bringing in the extra services for the people.
We also know, though, if a service is lost, it's very hard to have it retained. You want this letter to go straight out, stating that all services that are currently there should be retained as are.
Absolutely, and we it was recorded unanimously by the members tonight, the wonderful job that's been done by the management team up there, and indeed all the staff right through the hospital. But we're realistically enough to know that we're not in a good place at the moment in the fiscal situation. We know any cutbacks that are coming in, it's very hard to get them turned again. So what we're here to do and what we want to make sure is that we're advocating no more cuts to Letterkenny General Hospital. We want to keep the services that are there. We're calling on the new unit for emergency services and medical assessment and the 72 beds to be notified when that's going to open to relieve some of the pressure around the bottleneck and emergency. But we're going to be hopefully a watchdog, Greg, with regards to the services there. And thankfully, we've a lot of great organisations that will keep us well informed if services are to be cut in Letterkenny General Hospital.